How excited are you about this show?
Very profoundly. It's a really amazing undertaking that we've done here. It's a very large scale exhibition, and it's an amazing collaboration between ourselves and a private gallery in London.
So how's it come about?
Ron Egberg, who is in charge of the group of sort of cultural agencies within the within the city of Ballarat, entered into a negotiation with this gallery called Proud Gallery in London about a year or so ago. That secured for us this group of photographs by five photographers ranging through the 60s and 70s. You could describe them, I guess, as kind of original paparazzi. So they're that type of very sort of immediate documentary photograph, the kind of thing you'd see in magazines and newspapers.
Well, I had a sneak preview yesterday with you just to in the lead-up to this talk this morning, and I recognised some of the photographs that I would have seen, you know, over the years, reprinted and reprinted for different publications.
Yes, I mean, it's certainly true to say that a certain number of the photographs are quite, to use that overused term, iconic. Anyway, what we've done is brought them together into the whole five rooms of the north part of the gallery. So it's a big space. It's the same kind of space as you'd get in a metropolitan gallery for a major temporary exhibition. And we've married those photographs with about 20 paintings, sculptures, and works on paper from our collection that date to that same time. No, those are Australian works, but because they are Australian artists who are the same age as Lennon, who were at the sort of forefront of this kind of the international movements of the day, they're very international looking works, and they give the flavour to the show in a very unique way.
If I understand you, it's actually an exhibition where you can look at one of the icons of that era, but also marry it with some of the other trends around the world that sort of, I suppose, puts it in context.
That's right. We start the exhibition with a really quite amazing and elaborate timeline, which takes you from 1960 through to 1980. Quite a lot of people contributed to what were the important social, historical, political events of those remarkable 20 years. And, you know, there's 2 years, 68, 69, where so many things were happening that, you know, from race riots, massive riots in Paris, the invasion of Czechoslovakia, the landing on the moon, and then Lennon and Yoko are sort of doing things sort of every 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, in bed a lot of the time too.
Indeed. So, you know, it's an amazing timeline. I think it would be very, very useful to people just to get a sense of just how revolutionary those 2 decades were.
Yeah. Ernie Sigley, who people would know from his many years on television and also radio these days in Melbourne on 3RW, he's going to open the show. And why is Ernie opening it?
For a very special reason. The Beatles only made one visit to Australia. It was in 1964. And they were chased by all manner of reporters, of course, when that happened. The only one of the pack of reporters at that time that actually made serious contact with them was, in fact, Ernie Sigley. He asked some very interesting and probing questions, which John Lennon in particular was impressed by, and they formed a quite close relationship after that. So Ernie is probably one of the few people in Australia who can claim this sort of absolute direct connection and friendship with John Lennon.
And he'll be there for the launch this afternoon.
He will indeed.
Let's talk a bit more about that connection. They were covered by the paparazzi. They were hounded by media. They had incredible publicity stunts, including the live performance atop a building in London, which was their last live gig together.
Yes, I saw some footage of that recently, because I think the 40th anniversary of that happened about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, an impromptu concert with people walking below this building going, what's that noise? Sounds like the Beatles, and it was, live upstairs. Having a look at the exhibition now, because it's ready to be seen by the public now, and you put the timeline together, you put the photographs and the artworks from the Ballarat collection in there. What sort of feelings do you get when you walk around it?
Well, for me, I guess the 60s was my early childhood. And the 70s was my growing up. And for me, there's a very strong feeling of sort of going down memory. I do feel incredibly nostalgic. I've come to really love some of the art, which was art that I wasn't so into before. But there's this one artist, Alan Leach Jones, who is an Australian artist, but who was born in Liverpool, actually went to the same art school as John Lennon. We have some amazing works by him, which I just are absolutely enraptured by at the moment. And so I've just had these wonderful, wonderful feelings from putting the exhibition together. It's a very exciting thing for Ballarat, and I hope people will get some sense of that.